I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Today, Syrian forces again opened fire at anti-regime rallies. Some protesters were reportedly killed. The violence comes as thousands of people took to the streets across Syria after the weekly Muslim prayers. Demonstrators called for an end to the autocratic regime of President Bashar al-Assad. Many Syrians have fled into Turkey to escape the unrest, but that may no longer be an option. Syrian troops have moved close to the Turkish border. Turkey's been increasingly critical in recent weeks of the Syrian crackdown. The BBC's Jonathan Head is on the Turkish-Syrian border right now. What's the situation where you are now?
We can see clearly Syrian forces basically lining the hilltop, really just a few hundred yards from where I am. I'm next to a kind of olive grove, but a really beautiful rolling hills on the Turkish-Syrian border. There's just a couple of fields and then a road, and then there's Syrian territory. Now, until the last couple of days, there's a little camp down there with plastic sheets and cars that people had brought down. It was full of families when I was last here. That's empty now. Pretty much everybody has left that. They all rushed over into Turkey when the Syrian troops first arrived. And using binoculars, it's not difficult to pick out the Syrian forces on the hills just opposite me. There's a white tower that was empty and had a Turkish flag on it. It's now flying a very small Syrian flag. We've seen army trucks going backwards and forwards all day, soldiers getting out there. And we can see armored vehicles, parts of them, concealed in the trees. And there are soldiers on the houses elsewhere. It's been cleared out. The Syrians have taken control of it. What we don't know is what it's like a bit further along the border, because we believe there are still quite large numbers of refugees wandering around inside Syrian territory who've not yet been able to cross into Turkey.
As you know, Jonathan, the U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has warned that the Syrian deployment there increases the risk of clashes with Turkish forces. Does it feel as if it is a dangerous situation right now?
It doesn't, but I think that's because with the refugees out of this particular bit of the border I'm in, a lot of the reason for the tension has been taken away, but it's certainly tenser than it was a week ago. I mean, we've seen Turkish soldiers patrolling fully armed with their helmets on, lots of Turkish military vehicles moving up and down, ambulances going up and down now and again to pick up people who've, odd stragglers who've come in injured. The Turkish forces are on alert, and they're really just a short distance from the Syrians. We can see the Turkish soldiers in quite, you know, significant numbers in their posts now, all looking out with binoculars across the little valley, and the Syrians doing the same back. So it's tense, but I don't sense that there's any reason for a confrontation.
How many refugees are we talking about who continue to cross the border? And I wonder when they get from Syria to Turkey, what they face. I mean, if they're being welcomed or what happens?
They are being looked after well. I mean, the Turkish government and the Turkish Red Crescent are very efficient. They've got good resources for doing this, and they've been very fast to set up, I'd say rather regimented camps, but they're certainly efficient at giving people their basic needs. And the Syrian refugees have said they're grateful for that. But they're not free, these camps. They can't leave them once they're in. They can't talk to journalists. They're very tightly regimented. And not all Syrians opt to go there. There are a few in the village I'm in now who are lucky enough to be able to stay with relatives. But it's not a happy existence for them. They've left behind everything. I mean, I was talking to a man just a couple of hours ago. You know, he's left his village. He was actually from Kirbat al-Joz, which the Syrian military just moved into. He'd been staying down on the border because of his fear of something like this happening, and then dashed across just in the last 24 hours. He's left behind quite a number of fields, olive fields, wheat fields, farm animals, his tractor. All of that's been left behind, and he's crammed in a tiny house here with relatives, with very little space, with his children. It's a pretty miserable existence for them, and I think it's been a very tough decision for them, despite their fear of the Syrian military, to make that final dash across the border into Turkey.
That's the BBC's Jonathan Head on the Turkey-Syria border.